Psst.
Hey. Hey, are you awake? Psst. Do you even hear me right now? No, I'm not a snake, Domi. It's just me. It's just me. Shh. You're okay. It's just me. Yeah, it's me. I couldn't sleep in my room. It's kinda cold over there. And honestly, I just wanted to be with you. Thank you. Your room feels so much warmer. Not just the temperature, it's just you. You've always had this way of making a space feel safe, you know? Yeah. You really do have all the luck. I wanted to talk to you more earlier when we were by the campfire, but you know how our parents are. Privacy. It's kind of unheard of for them, isn't it? Right. It's so frustrating. I mean, our parents have been best friends since, what? College? You think that they'd go on their own paths and drift apart, but no. Our dads are like brothers, and our moms are practically glued at the hip now too, aren't they? It's cute, but also, it's so embarrassing sometimes. What was that? Was that a yawn? Oh no, am I boring you already? No, you don't have to apologize, sweetheart. It's okay. You were sleeping when I barged in. I'm the one being selfish. I'm sorry for waking you. If you're sure it's okay, then maybe I can stay here for a little while longer. But you don't need to worry about me, all right? Just close your eyes. No. Really. I'll just curl up on the couch and scroll through my phone or something. What? You want me to take the bed? Well, aren't you being a little too chivalrous, mister? Then where will you sleep, huh? No, I called dibs on the couch. You just can't kick me off like that. The floor. Oh, you are so stubborn. Just like I remember. Alright, how about this? I'll just perch right here on the edge of your bed. See? I'm comfy. It's warm here, and I'm right next to you. And don't worry, I won't fall off. Probably. Now, just shut up, okay? before I have to knock you out with a tranquilizer dart. Hey, that was not my fault, okay? I didn't know it was loaded, and you're the one who jumped in front of me like you're playing some action movie hero. You scared me half to death. Oh, you'll never let that go, huh? Fine, fine. You know, if my voice is really that calming, then I'll keep talking. But you have to tell me if you want me to stop, okay? Yeah, the safari trip was nice, wasn't it? That feels like a whole lifetime ago. I meant to stay in touch after that, but life just got in the way. I'd think about texting you, but then I wouldn't know what to say. I'd tell myself, I'll reach out tomorrow. And then another day would slip by, and another, and suddenly, it had been a year. I know we technically stayed in touch, but I almost forgot the little things. I had to dig through old photos and just remind myself of your face one afternoon. I mean, I couldn't exactly text you out of the blue and say, "Hey, send me a selfie." That would have been weird, right? Oh, yeah. Well, then, if that's the case, why didn't you ask me for one? Yeah. That's what I thought. Now, how about you hush up, mister? You promised you'd try to sleep. Are you sure you're not cold? I'm pretty sure that I just saw you shiver. Just now. Do you want me to grab an extra blanket or maybe I can just keep you warm with me? I wanted to say thank you for today. I really had a lot of fun sitting by the fire and roasting marshmallows, sneaking away to talk with you. And thank you for stopping my dad from making us sing those ridiculous songs. He always loves to pull up wherever we go. The lake was beautiful too. The bluest water I've ever seen. Thank you. Thank you for taking so many pictures of me. I'll keep them close, like precious little treasures. This whole trip, it's really been a gift. I don't know when we'll get to do this again. We live so far apart now, and life just keeps pulling us in different directions. But you know, when we were kids, you were the only one I could truly talk to. I always felt safe with you. Hey. you think that two people can stay close even when they're apart for so long? I don't know either, but I want to believe it. Your room has such a beautiful view. The lawn's empty, the lights are on, but it's so still and peaceful out there. I love moments like this. Late at night, when the world feels soft and quiet. Sometimes I sit by the window and I imagine I'm on a different planet. It's pretty, but also it's lonely. I don't want to be lonely anymore. I want someone to share it with. I want it to be you. Are you asleep or just pretending? I can't tell. But maybe you can still hear me, even like this. You look so peaceful right now. Your face is really cute and very kissable. Sorry, I'm terrible at this. I've never really done this before. Confessing to someone that I've loved for years. But you're cute. And kind, and you've grown so much. You've become this incredible man, but when I look at you, I still see the boy who used to make me laugh, who used to share secrets with me under the stars. I think maybe part of me will always see you that way. It's okay. I'm just slipping under the blankets, alright? You didn't tell me I could sleep here. And you're so warm. You're like the perfect human heater. Or maybe the perfect body pillow. I wonder how you'd react if you woke up and found me holding you like this. You'd probably yelp and fall off the bed, wouldn't you? That would be hilarious. But I'm glad you're asleep. I like this moment just as it is. What if I told you that you have a very kissable face? was my first kiss. You're my first. Hey. Don't snore through my big moment. Come on. Do you know how many guys have hit on me over the years? And here I am, giving you my heart while you snore away. Hey, can you keep a secret? I think that I'm in love with you. When we were kids, I didn't know what these feelings were. But after I moved away, there was this hole inside me. This ache that I couldn't name. And whenever I couldn't sleep, I'd lay there in the dark and think of you. Seeing you again, it brought everything back. All those feelings I'd buried deep down, and I didn't know how to tell you. I'm sorry I didn't try harder to stay close. But I want to now. I want to be close to you. Even when life gets busy. And maybe when you wake up, you'll think this was just a dream. But I hope when you look over and you see me here beside you, you know it's real. Your heartbeat is the most comforting sound I've ever heard. You're so gentle, so warm. I think I'm finally ready to get some sleep too. I probably should have locked the door when I came in, but I don't want to move now. You're too perfect to hold like this. I just want to be like this forever. Did I just wake you up? I'm sorry. Good morning, I guess. Did you hear any of that? You've been awake this whole time, haven't you? Or maybe it was my kisses waking you up. You know, I can see the blush on your face, right? And I swear I can feel your heart speeding up. Were you just pretending to be asleep? Just to hear me say all those things? What? Why are you looking at me like that? Like, you don't know whether to kiss me back car, pushed me off the bed. You know, I know you're not gonna push me away. You're really cute when you're all flustered like this. I was really scared of how you were gonna react, if you heard anything, but I think you're a lot more flustered than I was right now. You're not a kid anymore, are you? You're all grown up. And a grown up big boy like you. You can tell me what you want. So if you were awake during all of that, then is it okay if I kiss you again? Yeah. See, I told you you're very kissable. I've maybe been thinking too much about this. How it'd be if I ever kissed you. Wondering how you'd taste. Or maybe how you'd feel. Even how you'd respond. And now you're here. And your heart's racing. And your arms right on me, wrapping around me. Come on. You don't have to just lie there. You can touch me, you know? I want you to. I promise. Look at you. You're gorgeous like this. All mine. Just for tonight. You don't have to be shy, baby. I'm right here. And I've been very patient. I was very vulnerable with you saying all that. And I think the least you can do is reward me. We can make up for all the time we lost. Tell me you wanted this too. Tell me you've wanted this. Just like I've wanted you. That's it. That's what I wanted to feel. I love when you touch me like that. God. You're already this hard for me. And I barely even touched you yet. I've wanted this all along. I've wanted you for so long. under the same roof as our families. With the door unlocked. Oh, we're so terrible, aren't we? So, so terrible. But you're making me so wet right now, baby. Let me take care of you tonight, okay? Let me make you feel good. I want to taste every inch of you. Every single inch. You have no idea how long I've wanted this. Maybe you do. Maybe you were dreaming of this too. I want you inside of me now. Ugh. so glad I woke you up. Never want to let go of you now. Guess we'll have to explain this in the morning, huh?